Voters are not required to show an ID at the polls until next year, but they will be asked to show one today. La Crosse County Clerk Jenny Dankmeyer says this will help educate people about the new law.
The poll workers can look at it, make sure all the necessary information is on there, and so it prepares you for next year, so you're ready when this is going to be mandatory to vote.
Voters who do not have a photo ID can still vote, and they'll receive information on the new law. Voters will also have to sign a poll book. In the past, poll workers wrote a voter's number next to their name in the book. Reed Magney is the Government Accountability Board's public information officer.
That number doesn't always get written next to your name. They might make a mistake and write the number next to the person, you know, above or below you. And so later when it comes time to, update our statewide voter list for who's voted, the wrong person will get marked as having voted.
Magney says voters can confirm their information with a signature. People with a physical disability will be exempt from signing the poll book. There are some changes to voter registration laws. A voter must live in their district for 28 days before voting, instead of 10. Registrants must also provide their previous address. 600 municipalities are holding primary elections today, but 20 are opening fewer polling places in order to save money. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.